The podcast you are about to listen to contains at least one of the following: strong language, disturbing topics, abusive opinions, generally things that aren't appropriate for little kids or overly sensitive people. So if any of that stuff's going to get your nose out of joint, this is your chance to turn it off. Welcome to I Had to Say It, the podcast where I talk about things that I feel need talking about, and sometimes they're not getting the attention they deserve. And your feelings, they're not under consideration. So, this week, after the tragedy that happened in Texas and the shooting down there, I put a post up on Twitter. By the way, if you're not following me on Twitter, I imagine most of my listeners are. I think that's where I actually got most of my listeners from in the first place. But I digress. That's usually where most of my social media interaction happens. So, you know, go follow me on Twitter. It's I Had to Say It podcast. Anyway, I made a post with a few thoughts I had in relation to the tragedy that happened in Texas where some whacked out 18-year-old took a pair of AR-15s and went into an elementary school and shot that bitch up. Now, nobody has really come forth with any sort of motivation as to why he said he was going to do it. There was somebody on the internet who said this guy that she did not know randomly messaged her and told her that he was going to go shoot up his school and he wanted to shoot his grandma because he was living with his grandparents. So somehow this unemployed 18-year-old got his hands on enough money to pay for two high-end AR-style rifles and ammunition and extra magazines, 30-round magazines. A lot of people are saying extended capacity. That's not extended capacity. That's the default capacity for those weapons. He didn't have barrel magazines. He didn't have 150-round magazines, which are the extended model of a magazine for that gun. They were not high-capacity magazines. They were the standard magazine. And he purchased some extra magazines, which aren't super expensive. They're 10 or 12 bucks a piece, usually. They're not outrageously priced. But, yeah, so this idiot buys these guns, theoretically. If you want to listen to the conspiracy-minded individuals, I've heard everything from it was a psyop from gun control advocates trying to push their agenda, to it was government agents that financed it, so he could put this on the table so there could be another outcry to try and repeal the Second Amendment and revoke standing U.S. citizens' gun rights. To it was his father, who was a grandfather, who was a convicted felon, was using him as a straw purchase to buy said assault rifles. But anyway, so this twisted little bastard pops his grandma, steals her truck, drives the truck towards the school, crashes the truck, walks into the school, proceeds to do horrific shit, kills, I think it's like 17 children and two teachers at this point. Point being, it was horrific shit. But the political movers and the shakers, and I'm not saying one side or the other, one side's been a little more vocal, really, but it's both sides. You know, this never let a good tragedy go to waste. And they immediately took to their social media accounts like the brave keyboard warriors they are. And regardless of what side of the aisle you're sitting on, they both started trying to politicize this horrible fucking thing as soon as it happened. And the left has their people they're pointing to and crying out as heroes, and the right has the people they're pointing to and crying out as heroes, although that's a much different stance, to be honest, because, like, Beto O'Rourke, the infamous gun grabber who was trying to run for office a couple of years ago and lost, made a point of showing up at a press conference and making a scene to push his platform and try and accuse the governor of all these inactions. And he may have had a point, it's lost in the fact that his timing was completely inappropriate. He's capitalizing on a news conference to address the tragedy, to make a scene and draw attention to himself. And so that was kind of a shitty move. And I'm not entirely thrilled with Governor Abbott either, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. There are much bigger issues at stake in the world at this point, in the United States. And there are a lot of factors that the people who are screaming from both sides of the aisle, trying to say, oh, this is how we should fix the problem, that's how we should fix the problem. And the problem I have with it is they're only talking about guns. And the ones that are talking about the deeper issues are only do it when they run out of things to say about how it is the guns issue. I personally, if you've listened to the show for any amount of time, if you listen to the back episodes, you know I am a fan of the Second Amendment. I am pro-gun. I think everyone in this country should be trained in the safe handling and usage of firearms. Whether you have one or not is entirely up to you. I'm not saying it should be mandatory that people carry a gun if they don't want to, but I firmly believe that everyone should be aware of how to be safe around them, whether you like them or not, whether you believe in them or not. An uneducated person around something like that, if you happen to stumble across a gun and you can't check to see if it's loaded or not, you are dangerous just to be touching it. So I really think basic fundamental gun safety should be a mandatory part of a curriculum across the board. Then you don't have to have a gun if you don't want one, but at least you will not be ignorant of how they work and the way to safely handle one should you come across one, so you don't have to just leave it there because a big scary gun might go off and shoot somebody. And furthermore, I think a little education will go a long way because, and maybe this is just me, but I cannot stand all the gun grabbers, all the people who are so vehemently opposed to guns that want to spout off. They make social media posts. They make video clips. We have these idiots on the news spouting off this rhetoric that is, it's just if it's not downright dishonest, it's misinformed and it's wrong. I don't have a problem with you being opposed to something, but at least be educated enough that you can speak properly. Like, regardless of how many talking heads say it on the news, AR-15 does not stand for assault rifle. Armalite rifles, that's a brand name. It's not a classification. It doesn't mean it's military-grade hardware. And all these people that are bitching about, oh, well, how come he could buy body armor and how could you could buy this? Because it is not illegal to try and protect yourself, at least not yet. That's what the gun grabbers are going for. They think the only people that should have possession of weapons would be the least trustworthy people in the bunch, the fucking government. They have proven they are not worthy stewards of our country or worthy stewards of our population, but no, let's give them all the control and all the weapons. That sounds brilliant. And no one wants to address the fault in this logic. Regardless of how you feel about guns, the bigger issue, before we get into the whole root cause of what is going on in this world, there's a bigger issue at hand. Gun laws only impact law-abiding citizens. You're not making it any more difficult for criminals to get their hands on weapons. What you are doing is decreasing the likelihood, and I know people hate to hear the phrase, a good guy with a gun can stop a bad guy with a gun, but there are plenty of examples of exactly that happening. There's a reason all of these mass shootings that have been going on in the last 15, 20 years are happening at, to so-called soft targets, places where they know the likelihood of them being confronted and stopped by an armed individual are slim to nil. Gun-free zones, schoolhouses, anything like that, anywhere where there's a sign on the door with the pistol with the little red line through it. That makes it a much softer target for somebody who does want to go out and do some horrific shit. And again, criminals don't follow legislation. You cannot legislate crime out of existence. If that was the case, the world wouldn't have been, a beautiful paradise generations ago. Because for what it's worth, murder is already fucking illegal. Anyone who's going out and doing that is not being restrained by the fact that it's against the law. They don't give a shit. And they're not going to give a shit if guns are illegal. It is literally impossible to make all the guns in this country disappear. It's not realistic. In your little unicorn ideal world, maybe that would be fantastic to you, but it's not realistic. It's literally impossible to do. So realistically, all you're doing there is disarming the masses, the populace, and making them subject to the people that aren't really concerned about the law. They're not concerned about the legality of their actions. You're just removing John Q. law-abiding citizens' ability to defend themselves against people who don't value life, people who don't care about other people who don't care about the legality of what they're doing. It's a really poorly thought-out plan. Strict gun laws do not yield functional working results. All they do is disarm the law-abiding populace. Anybody who's really determined to do it will still be able to go out and cause these problems. If you want proof of that, all you have to do is look at the numbers, the statistics, the unbiased raw data. the cities in the United States that all have the highest per capita violent gun violent issues are the cities with the strictest gun control laws in place. Chicago is like the murder capital of the country and has the most restrictive gun laws on the books. And yet they have a entire website dedicated to just tracking gun violence in the city. And it's not an approved website. I'm pretty sure the cities had tried to have it taken down a couple of times, but ultimately they can't do anything because it's nothing but reporting the truth. And as of the moment, that isn't illegal yet. I mean, they have made good runs at trying to make telling the truth illegal and labeling it misinformation because it doesn't fit the narrative that they're trying to push to keep you in check. But realistically, guns aren't the fucking problem. I mean, yeah, a gun can facilitate violent actions, but a gun can also facilitate stopping those violent actions. It's not about having guns. It's about having guns in the right hands. A good guy with a gun can stop a bad guy with a gun a lot easier than a good guy with thoughts and fucking prayers. That's just the way it is. It's not a real matter for debate. And the issue isn't that guns are somehow more readily available. They're not making some massive push, like all of a sudden there's all these free firearms just laying about. There was more suspicious availability of bricks during the fucking riots a couple years ago than there has ever been of firearms. And I know some people in some shit neighborhoods, and there have always been rumors about, oh, well, you know, you can go to get guns from here and you can go to get guns from there. And people say, where do the guns come from? And they say, we don't ask, but, you know, they got dropped off in a big black Suburban. Now, that may be conspiracy theory, that may be rumors, but when you hang around with certain kinds of people, you gain certain kinds of intelligence that, you know, you're not going to find in the newsroom because that's not the shit people want reported. And I'm damn sure not naming names or giving any. I don't need to verify my sources. I'm not claiming to be a news report. I'm just reporting something somebody said to me at one point. So is it entirely possible? I wouldn't put it past our government to be planting firearms in certain places to encourage violence amongst certain groups because it allows them to extend their reach, their authority, and there's no real measure in cost because generally, whether they say it or not, when it's not an election, the people that are controlling this country don't give a fuck about poor people. They don't give a fuck about Johnny day to day. They don't care about the violence. It's little people. It's peons. It's not no one that's actually significant to them. They just look at how they treat you. They're real kind and pandering when they want something from you, but as soon as they get what they want, it's, oh, well, sorry, can't do anything. I tried my hardest. Dur-dur-dur. So these are the same people that are so quick to say, well, we need to grab the guns. We need to control the guns. We need more gun regulations. We need stricter gun regulations. We need to ban this. We need to ban that. I'm going to just lay something out for you, and you do with it what you will. There's something like 20,000 laws currently on the books regarding firearms in the United States at a federal level. It varies from state to state, too, but ultimately, there's about 20,000 laws that already exist to regulate firearms, to regulate backgrounds, to regulate production, to regulate what can be produced, what can't be produced, who can purchase what. And then you go to the state level, and there are even more restrictions. I live in one of the most restricted states in the country when it comes to terms of what you can and can't have in relation to firearms. I live in the last state to adopt a concealed carry policy. It's literally the last one to be drafted in the United States out of all 50 states, and there's no reciprocation built into it. So if I want to get a concealed carry permit and then have that permit valid in another state, I actually have to pass the test for another state besides the state I live in and pay another fee to get a concealed carry permit that is valid and acknowledged by other states than my own. So there's no federal concealed carry programs. It's a state-to-state thing. And again, I live in the state that has the most gun violence in the country, and we have the most restrictive gun laws in the country. And every time something happens around here, every time there's a shooting, and there's a shooting pretty much every fucking weekend in Chicago, you just don't hear about it because it's either black on black or poor on poor or gang related. So those deaths don't really matter. To the media, they don't count. They don't push a narrative that it's not some huge tragedy when, you know, poor guy A guns down poor guy B in a neighborhood because, oh, that's just between them. That's that there's no headlines in there. unless it happens to be a white guy gunning down anybody else. And even then, local news coverage only. It's not national outcry. It's not, oh my God, the tragedy. We have to take the guns away from the gangbangers. Well, they can't use that to push a narrative. The gangbangers don't have the guns legally to begin with. When you get some fucked up 18-year-old that went and legally purchased some rifles and then did some horrendous shit, after telegraphing the horrendous shit he was going to do, that's one of the things that everybody's basically leaving to the side of the road. This kid basically told people, yeah, I'm going to shoot my grandma and I'm going to go fuck up a grade school. I don't know why he did it. I don't know what his motivations were other than he was fucked in the head. Some people came out and said, oh, well, he was bullied. You know, speaking as somebody who was fucking bullied, I never shot up a fucking elementary school. I have plenty of guns. I have plenty of ammunition. I never shot up a fucking elementary school. You know why? Because I'm not a piece of shit. I got bullied. I dealt with my bullies. I got over my baggage. I moved on. Because I was raised to learn how to deal with things like failure and things that didn't make me happy and things that didn't make me feel special and warm and soft. We have such a generation now of these kids who don't know how to function. Their parents don't parent. They're either raised by their grandkids, like this kid. He was living with his grandparents because his mom didn't want him around because he was too much of a problem. Yeah, well, maybe that's on you for raising a shit kid. So you send him away to grandma and grandpa who are old and fucking tired and can't deal with him. Something horrible happens. It's not his fault, though, because people picked on him because he was overweight or whatever the fucking narrative is. I've actually made a point of not learning too much about this piece of shit because I don't have any sympathy for him, and I don't give a fuck what his family says about him. I don't care about how much of a loner he was. I don't care about how I basically heard he didn't really have any friends. He had like a former friend, but whatever, you know, all these kids that are going out and doing horrific shit and shooting up places, it's not because of the fucking guns. It's because of the fucking kids. It's because my generation, we as parents apparently have failed these little bastards because we were so worried about their feelings and so worried about protecting them from the real world and raising them to where nothing scary or bad could happen, that they all came out these little soft-ass, unable to cope, shitheads with no value for life. And like I said a little while ago, it's not like there's all of a sudden a huge slew of guns all over the country. They're so readily available now, and it's just so much easier for these kids to get their hands on them. It's not. The guns are as intrinsic to American way of life as pretty much anything else. They're in our DNA down to the founding. This country was armed from the get-go, from the inception, because the idea is that's how you prevent tyranny. That's how you prevent what they're trying to do to us right now. You have an armed populace because armed people are a lot harder to fucking oppress. That's why when people get out of shape with me, I've had people tell me, oh, well, you know, would you feel that way if it was a black guy with a gun? I would say, fuck yeah, get armed, get good, go to the range, learn how to be safe, learn how to do it right, and protect yourselves. And I say that to people of every single walk of life in this country, as long as you're not a felonious piece of shit. And there are backgrounds and checks in place to prevent felonious pieces of shit from getting their firearms. Now, we've all seen how well that works, because, let's face it, it doesn't fucking work. But the people don't focus on that. People, oh, well, we need common sense gun laws. The people who are screaming this don't have much fucking common sense. They're not ruled by sense. They're ruled by feelings and emotions and their own personal fears. They don't understand firearms. Firearms are bad. Firearms are scary. You can show them two guns that shoot the exact same bullet with the exact same barrel length and the exact same mechanisms. Put one in a wood stock and one in a synthetic stock. The one in the synthetic stock? Scary and bad. Dangerous. Horrible bad thing. The exact same guts put into a nice rosewood stock? Shiny finish? Little bit of lacquer on it so it looks pretty? That gun's not dangerous. That's a hunting rifle. Shoots the same bullet, has the same mechanics, different look. That's all it is. But uneducated people who don't know any better, oh, that one's scary bad. That's a military weapon because it's all black. What? Fucking what? M1 Garand's, the godfather of military rifles. Nice walnut stock. Very handy to attach a bayonet to. That was a military-grade rifle. It was not, you know, didn't have a big magazine. That's where the difference between magazine and clip. If you say it had a 35-round clip and you show a magazine sticking out of the bottom of an AR-15, I don't listen to anything else you have to say because you don't know the difference between clip and magazine. It's not that I'm some, you know, super proficient gun snob or anything like that. It's a marker for common sense. If you don't take the time to learn the terminology properly, all the rest of your research is suspect. Everything else you say in relationship to a firearm is immediately brought into question because you can't get the basic terms right. And I've had people tell me, oh, well, it's interchangeable. It's yada, yada. No, if you know firearms, it's not because they serve different functions. A magazine, a box magazine, if you want to get technical, as opposed to a drum magazine, because there's even more detail you can go into, is a specific thing that holds a set number of rounds in a certain configuration to be loaded automatically by the weapon as it's fired. A clip is a bunch of bullets on a piece of metal that you push down into a firearm to load the internal magazine of the firearm. That's the difference. It's small but significant. And then there's other things like belt fed. You can't say there's a big magazine on a belt fed rifle because there's not. There's a big canister of ammo next to the rifle, and it's fed by via a belt, hence the name, into the rifle. It's little things, little details. And the people who can't make these distinctions and can't properly speak as to the weapons they're talking about in the first place somehow think they should be qualified to regulate them. They don't understand them. They don't know them. They don't know that what they're saying doesn't make any fucking sense to people who actually do understand and know these things. And yet somehow they seem to think their voices should be heard and are somehow more valid because their feelings are involved. And they feel scared and they feel unsafe. Well, newsflash for you. You're going to be unsafe whether or not those guns are illegal. It's not going to change. You know how I know that? Because the guns aren't the fucking problem. I keep saying it. If you listen to the show for any amount of time, you know that I do have a merch store or two, and I don't generally push my merch because I don't feel comfortable hitting you guys up for money. But if you're listening to me on anything resembling a regular basis, you probably laugh at the same things I do. You probably think a lot of the same things I do. So why don't you go check out horribledesigns.com? They have assorted merchandise with funny comments on it, funny t-shirts, funny mouse pads, funny coffee cups, and then some stuff that maybe not necessarily so funny, but is definitely relevant, whether it's a social opinion, an economic opinion, a stance on, you know, things like veganism or whether or not you need essential oils in your life. So, yeah, anyway, that's my little plug. I have some of their shirts. They're comfortable. They're cool. I like them. HorribleDesigns.com. Go check it out. You'll go back, go to, you know, I was a teenager when Columbine happened. That was pretty much the start of where these things started getting really ridiculously out of hand. I mean, yeah, occasionally you got somebody that, like a nut going crazy, but it was spanned out years instead of months. Where, you know, you'd have somebody climb to the top of a bell tower at a university in Texas and start taking pot shots at people. Yeah, that was one crazy loner dude, and it was a horrific thing, and it happened. You know, look it up. I'm not here to do your history research for you. If you don't believe me, whatever. But the problem is not with one crazy guy that had to make a very strategic thing to try and start taking people out because he was in Texas in the 70s, and they would have lit his ass up if he just came walking in the door with and started pointing a gun at people. He had to climb into a bell tower. He had to secure himself from being readily spotted. It was an ordeal for this asshole to climb to the top of a bell tower and start shooting people. And what did they do? They secured the bell towers. It's, you know, there are ways to counteract horrific shit. But the mentality is the problem. The problem is not that there are more guns readily available or higher tech guns or any of this other shit that people that are trying to remove the ability of United States citizens to protect themselves like to push. The simple fact of the matter is the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, it was not uncommon. If you were in high school, you'd go to school, you'd see in the back of some guy's truck, there'd be a gun rack in the window of the truck, and it would have a shotgun and a rifle and God knows what else. And there were weapons all over the place, but there weren't mass shootings every fucking day. To hear the people that are trying to say you need to turn in your guns, that would have been the case because they were fucking everywhere. People wouldn't even lock the doors on their vehicles because they weren't worried about somebody coming by and stealing their shotgun out of their fucking truck. It wasn't a matter of the guns being the problem. The problem is the mentality behind our society where we are so worried about raising these kids that aren't, you know, exposed to any negative things in their lives. And they're not taught how to deal with loss or with failure. They just keep getting told they're special and everything's going to be okay. And it's unrealistic. And they don't know how to function. We need to address mental health in this country. We need to address these kids who don't know how to function and cope with reality. That's realistically what it is. There's no grounding in reality for these people. And it's a bigger problem than the availability of firearms. I said it a couple days after this happened, when people were starting off with this, oh, well, we need to regulate this and we need to regulate that shit. Because, like I said, the politicians are never one to let a tragedy go to waste. These miserable fuckheads will dance on anyone's graves in the name of pushing their own agenda. And I don't care which side of the aisle you fucking favor, because both sides did it. It's not just the gun grabbers that did it, because the other people are going, well, we got to make sure this is why we need more guns. No, it's not that we need more guns. We need to do things to be proactive, to protect people. You can't, you know, hire some random schlub guard to make sure we're protecting our children if you really want to do that. My personal stance is you want to keep your kids safe from school shootings, homeschool them. The education system in this, the public education in this system at least, is for shit anyway. I mean, it's not to, I'm not blaming the teachers. I'm blaming the system itself. It is so flawed. They don't get the support they need. They don't get teachers. I come from a line of teachers. A lot of my family members are teachers. They have ridiculously hard jobs. They, as often as not, are paying out of pocket to help take care of their kids that don't have the resources they need. They buy their own decorations. They buy their own art supplies in the name of trying to pass on something worthy to these kids. Now, that's not all of them. There are a lot of shit teachers out there, too. I've had shit teachers myself. I've had to deal with my son's shit teachers in some cases. I've had to deal with just people that think that because they're a teacher, somehow all of a sudden their opinions don't stink. Like people that are trying to say they should be talking to second graders about sexuality. No, the fuck you shouldn't. You should let second graders be fucking kids. They're not thinking about that shit until you bring it up. Don't groom my fucking kids, don't groom my grandkids, and don't groom anybody else's kids, you horrendous pieces of shit. But I digress. So teachers have a hard workload, and the good ones are gems, and they don't get the support and the treatment that they need. The bad ones could all, you know, fuck off and die in a dumpster fire. I don't really care. But you know who you are. You know what the difference is. Well, actually, you probably don't. If you're one of the shit ones, you still probably think you're a fucking miracle worker. You're not. You're not teaching Helen Keller how to talk, even though she can't hear, can't talk, can't see. You're just kind of over there pushing your fucking agendas, and you suck, and you should die in a fire. But I digress. Point being, after every major tragedy in this country, there's adaptive, reactive behaviors where we do shit to stop it from happening again. After 9/11 happened and these horrible tragedies happened, we made it so, well, I mean, they did spawn the TSA too, which was another horrible government agency that's fucking tits on a bull, basically. But they did make it so you can't get in the fucking cockpit of a plane anymore from the flight deck. They lock the doors. They secure them. There are air marshals out there now where if you act stupid, there's a chance you might get plugged on the plane. So, you know, fuck around and find out. I'm all for it. But that was a reaction to plane hijackings that led to, because up to 9/11, for you younger individuals, if you don't remember this, planes used to occasionally get hijacked, but it wasn't a case of they would hijack them and fly them into a fucking building or hijack them and fly them into the ground. Hijackers generally wanted hostages to exchange for something else, whether it was getting their comrades out of prison or trying to get some drug kingpin sprung. I mean, it happened a few times when I was a kid where, and it was big deals, and a lot of changes happened because, like, an Air Israel flight got hijacked. There's a lot of cool resources out there. You look it up. I can't go into it. The show will be 3 fucking hours long. But the way the Israeli special forces took out the hijackers on that plane is like a textbook thing that everybody studied from, because basically after what happened when a bunch of Israeli citizens got killed, it wasn't fucking happening again. You know, they hit the building like a Texas tornado and take out the bad guys. And it's dumbfounding to me. And then, you know, other things like JFK gets shot and now the president drives around in a fucking tank instead of a convertible. I mean, yes, it looks like a sedan, but you need a fucking anti-tank missile to do any damage to it. It is a monster, and it's public information that it exists, and all the, I'm sure all the details aren't out there, but it's called the Beast. It's a ridiculously armored personal transport that the president goes places in when he's not flying around in his, you know, private military helicopter piloted by some of the best helicopter pilots in the world. Because, you know, one president got his noggin knocked open. So that's a case of having an appropriate reaction to a tragedy and going forth from there. Now, we have a school shooting back when I was a kid, and the reaction is they put up signs that say, gun-free school zone. Yep, that'll fucking work. Or they get some retired officer who's probably past his prime, and they give him a whistle and a flashlight and a set of keys, and they stick him in the front hall of the school. And that's not always the case, but my point is, every other situation where there were some bad guys with weapons that caused a problem, the response was to put good guys with weapons there to protect people, whether it's businesses that have armed security, the government, literally every political figure, including the ones who are talking about taking firearms out of people's hands and trying to make all these things illegal, are protected by men with guns and women with guns. And others with guns, whatever you want to identify with, doesn't matter. They are trained professionals that are conditioned to react under pressure. And a lot of times the people being put in place by these school systems, if it's not a direct, an actual officer with training, is some schmo who's not, you don't know how they're going to react under fire. And one of the things I heard that I actually liked was, we've got all these veterans in this country who are having trouble finding work. They don't feel like they fit in anywhere because they're used to living a militarized lifestyle, that have experience dealing with things like dealing with armed assailants. Instead of sending $40 billion to the Ukraine, why don't we use that $40 billion, disperse it, hire all these vets that are having trouble finding their place in civilian life to protect our kids? By and wide, I would prefer a military veteran watching over my kid or my grandkids or whatever, if I couldn't be there myself, to some, you know, Johnny off the street that's never shot his gun anywhere than on the range. And that's a true thing. You don't know how you're going to react to getting shot at or being under fire until it fucking happens. Any vet will tell you that. A lot of cops will tell you that. A lot of people that don't have military experience or don't have police experience, but just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong fucking time, can tell you, until the gunshots start happening, you don't know how you're going to react. You don't know if you're going to freeze. You don't know if you're going to run. You don't know if you're going to be able to keep a clear head and stand and fight. It's a crapshoot until it fucking happens. Now, training will offset some of that, but until the shit actually hits the fan, you don't know, and you can't know. So, why not protect our kids with somebody who's been there, somebody who's been in the trenches, somebody who's seen the shit? Somebody who's been there when shit got really sideways and now doesn't feel like they can function in a civilian capacity anymore. Let them do what they do. Let them be soldiers. Let them protect our fucking kids. Why would you have a problem with that? And as far as all the other stuff goes, yes, isolate the entrances. People are saying, well, school shouldn't feel like a prison. No, but, you know, it doesn't have to feel like a prison. There's still fire exits. There's still ways out. But maybe feeling like a secure compound wouldn't necessarily be such a bad fucking thing. Why is it we'll protect the fucking piece of shit politicians with active duty military standing outside their door? The budget in our national budget every year includes security details for everybody, whether they're worthless and do their job well or not. And for, you know, spoiler alert, I think they're all worthless. But for some odd reason, the country thinks we need them. We have to keep dealing with them. What we need to do, though, is be a little more realistic in our expectations. You can't legislate away shitty people. I mean, and you can't legislate bad shit from happening. It just doesn't happen. All you're doing by doing that is trying to hamstring the people that are the good people because they follow the laws. The ones who don't go out going, yeah, you know what, I might murder 18 or 20 people today. And, you know, I'm just a bad day away from saying fuck it and snapping in traffic and running over 20 or 30 people with my fucking car. Yeah, you know, like that guy did in the Christmas parade in Wisconsin. And wow, that got really quiet really quick. Nobody talked about it. Nobody talked about outlawing SUVs. Nobody really gave a shit about this guy that ran down and deliberately tried to run over a bunch of old-ass white people because he was an anti-white black guy who made all kinds of rants on various social media posts right before he did it. Drove into a parade, made a point of running over old white people. No outrage, no screams of protest, no how did he get his hands on this car? We need to take the car away. He killed more people than the fucking shooter did. But they don't talk about it because it doesn't push the agenda, it doesn't fit the narrative, and it doesn't serve the government's interest to disarm the population so they're easier to, you know, control and manipulate. It's not that I'm trying to push conspiracy shit. It's just I have no faith left in the system. It doesn't exist for our well-being anymore. The principles that it was meant to safeguard are inconvenient for it at this point, so they don't follow them. And we've got so many people out there just, you know, legislate me harder, daddy. Tell me how to, you know, give me my security. Tell me I'll be safe. Tell me I'll be good. Yeah, I won't have any freedom. I won't be able to make my own decisions. I won't be able to realistically do anything if you do something I don't agree with. I won't be able to defend myself, but that's okay because I get this illusion of safety. Because for right now, the people that are running things are the ones I agree with. So it's going to always be that way because, again, I don't know how to deal with these kind of things. And I don't know how to deal with not being accurate or right or being the safe, chosen side of things instead of the side that is getting put under. And people that seem to think that just getting rid of guns is going to fix things. Why are you so content to look at a super easy, like, oh my God, this is the bad thing, must fix it, this will fix the problem? That complete lack of critical thinking on top of everything else, just knee-jerk feelings, guns bad, things bad. Why not look a little deeper? Why not look to why this is a problem? Why not look to when guns were more readily available, just kind of laying around in people's cars, these shootings didn't happen? Like I said, it's not a gun issue. Making it more difficult for law-abiding citizens to arm themselves when they want to. Like I said, I'm not trying to say everybody should be carrying. I'm saying you should have the option available. And people who want to try and point to things like, oh, well, you don't need this for hunting, that's not what the Second Amendment is about. And people who want to say, oh, well, you don't need this for X, Y, and Z, again, not what it was about. It's about having a check in case of pretty much exactly what's happening in this country right now. The ridiculous amount of government overreach, the unchecked corruption and greed that is settling into this country. There's a reason why they're pushing so hard to disarm the population. But that's a whole nother kettle of fish. If I were really trying to stress my point, let's look at it from another perspective. There are a lot of other ways you can go on mass killing sprees that would be just as effective in terminating a bunch of life. Actually more effective in some cases. A lot of them are a lot easier. You could buy a car. You could steal a car. Cars are stolen every fucking day. It's really not that complicated to do. You can find YouTube videos on how to steal a vehicle. They exist. It's not like you have to go looking real hard. There are, I said it in the tweet I posted, I could go on a more lethal killing spree than any of these shooting sprees, and I could do it with nothing but shit I bought at Home Depot. I could go there, spend $500, and go out and kill 10, 20, 30, 100 people if I really put my mind to it. You know, for a minimal amount of money, and the fact that I'm a relatively intelligent guy who reads and has a basic understanding of a lot of different things in the world, and using that basic understanding of knowledge that you can attain from a fucking library, if you were so inclined, I could go out and I could rain fucking havoc down on people at large, random strangers, targeted groups. There's a reason I don't, because I'm not a piece of shit. And I'm saying that as somebody who has said on multiple occasions, not every life is worth, you know, having around. There are people that I would be perfectly fine seeing removed from this plane, seeing unalived, ex-personified. Point being, I don't automatically attribute value to life, but I'm also not a piece of shit. I'm not here to take anybody else's shine away from them. And that's just kind of the way it works. We need to get back to having morals and values and having mental fortitude and the ability to stand up to, oh my God, he was bullied. You know what? I was bullied too. It helped me build character because I learned how to fucking cope and deal with it. I'm not saying bullying is right by any stretch of the imagination. I am staunchly opposed to bullying. But not from, you know, the perspective of using it as an excuse for why your shit behavior happened. The bully probably has his own bullshit going on, or her own, you know, his, her, whatever. The bully probably has their own shit going on that makes them be horrible, shitty people. By not being able to cope with that, not being able to deal with that, not addressing their issues to begin with, just saying, oh, bullying bad, bully gotta go, bully out of school, bully out of this. And we have these little soft-ass weak kids that can't deal with anything, and they don't know how to cope. And it's a bigger problem than just make the guns go away. Because you make the guns go away, next thing you know, you're going to be making all kinds of things that I'm not going to go into detail because I don't want to end up on another fucking watch list. I'm pretty sure I'm probably on at least one already. But I'm not going to tell you how to build fucking bombs. I'm not going to tell you how to weaponize vehicles. I'm not going to tell you how to steal a car. I'm not going to tell you how to do any of this shit. But that doesn't mean it's outside of my wheelhouse. It doesn't mean I don't possess the fucking knowledge. I'm not saying I do. I'm not saying I don't. I'm saying hypothetically and allegedly. Allegedly, hypothetically, it would not be that hard to find out how to do a lot of shit that has happened in the course of my lifetime. People have short-term memory fucking problems in this country. People don't retain the past. They don't learn from our mistakes. If they did, we wouldn't be in the fucking boat we're in right now. If we didn't keep voting for assholes who value themselves above the people they're supposed to represent, we'd still have a functioning government that was something resembling the ideals this country was founding on. If we actually learned from past tragedies, we wouldn't be defending our kids with gun-free zone signs. We would be defending our kids the same way we defend the piece-of-shit politicians that got us into this mess in the first place, with trained, armed individuals, because it's a sad state that we need to be at that point. Until we get better people on this planet, it's going to be a fact of life. We are going to need to protect the innocent from the fucking evil. And there's a lot of ways to do that. There are a lot of people that would be willing to do that. The day after the shooting in Texas, I saw a ton of pictures of retired vets, inactive, active duty cops that were their day off, just standing guard outside the entrances to various schools where they had family or they had kids or something like that. And it was a beautiful thing. Trained individuals there to protect the kids, to try and make them feel safe on their last day of school. It's not a bad thing. It's a good concept. It's something that should be looked at a little more seriously, while also we need to address the shit that goes on in this country. We need to address how fucked our population has gotten, whether you want to blame it. There's factors on both sides that are horrible and need to be addressed. The overly permissive, I'm going to acknowledge every which way everybody feels shit, does not build strong character. It does not build solid human beings. Now, if you've listened to me for any amount of time, if you've listened this long into this episode, I don't judge people based on stupid shit. I judge people on being stupid shits. Being closed-minded, being narrow-minded, being weak-minded. I don't give a fuck what you look like. I don't give a fuck who you're dating as long as they're adults and able to make sound judgments based on the commitments they're getting into by you being involved with them, whether it be the social aspects, the romantic aspects, the physical aspects. As long as you're not diddling fucking kids because they're not mentally developed, they're not physically developed, they don't need to be getting fucked by grown-ups. They don't need to be getting fucked by other kids. They need to be being kids. That's all they need to be. So as long as you're not one of those people trying to, you know, ruin a child's childhood, whether it be physically or mentally or emotionally, if you're not fucking with kids, I don't care. Do you. Do whatever you want to do to make you happy. Love who you want to love. Feel what you want to feel. Believe what you want to believe. Just return the courtesy. Just let other people live their lives the same way. Let them live how they live their best life, and you go live your best life, and everybody leaves each other the fuck alone. It's a really twisted ideal, I suppose, these days, by current standards. But anyway, I guess that's just kind of where I'm at as far as everything that's going on with this tragedy. I am disgusted by the way both political ideologies, since people think there's just the two, there's other alternatives out there. open your fucking eyes, look around. But yeah, party both sides trying to capitalize on a fucking tragedy, using, you know, standing on the death of kids to push your fucking agenda is just low. I don't care which side of the fucking debate you're on. I don't see it as a debate. I see it as a bunch of people that want one way, a bunch of people that want the other way, and nobody's actually talking. You can't have conversations about these things. People don't want to debate. They want to scream their point until you agree with them. And that's both sides. There's no discussion. There's no exchange of ideas or information or ideology. It's my way is right, la 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 la, I can't fucking hear you. And it's pathetic, it's sad, it's childish. And to address one last thing that I've been seeing a lot of on social media recently, there are a whole lot of people from other countries weighing in on what's going on in the United States. And there are a whole lot of people in the United States pointing to what these people that are not from here, they don't live here, they don't reside here, they don't dwell here, they're not impacted by what happens here. You don't get to reference what's going on in this country as there's some sort of valid source or information because you don't fucking live here. It's not your country. It's not your fucking concern. Mind your own fucking yard. Worry about life in your country. We'll worry about life in ours. Kind of goes back to the whole, I keep saying, you can't fix the world when you don't tend to your own garden first. The other side of that coin is the rest of the fucking world can fuck right off with their opinions. Yeah, you don't have guns in your country. We don't have all these horrible mass shootings. Well, I hate to tell you, there's a lot of mass shootings in a lot of fucking places. There's a lot of other kinds of violence in the countries where, oh, they have these ultra super tight regulations and gun regulations. The criminals still get guns. It's just the average people can't do anything about it. And there's more stabbings and bludgeonings and strangulations. And it's not like people stop being shitty just because they got their guns taken away. But again, you don't live here. It's none of your concern. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. Go get put in a sick camp for a virus with a 99% survival rate for 30 days because the government showed up and said, hey, you've got a cough, get in the fucking van. Those are the reasons why the general consensus in the United States is we don't give a fuck what you think. And we take a lot of shit on it on a global platform for being like, America, yeah. Well, and that's great for you. You don't live here. You don't get a fucking say. You don't get an opinion. You don't get a voice. You get to mind your fucking business. When the tragedies happen in your country, that's when you get to start spouting off about what policies should be and what's right and what's wrong. You don't live here. You don't pay taxes here. You don't pay the dues. You don't buy the ticket. You don't get the fucking say. You don't get to be involved. You're not part of the process. Nobody fucking cares what you think. Just, like I said, mind your own borders, mind your own fences, stick in your own neighborhood. Shut the fuck up. And I guess for now, that's what I had to say.
Thanks for listening to another episode of I Had to Say It. If you liked what you heard, leave a review, give us a follow, give me some feedback. And if you didn't like what you heard, leave a review, give me a follow, give me some feedback. I'll try and fix it. Check us out on all the social media platforms at I Had to Say It Podcast is the trigger for all that stuff, or the search term. And if you want, check out the website, www.ihadtosayitpodcast.com. There's links to people that have been involved with the program, things I've talked about. There are some links available for some merch that we're working on, and there are ways to contact us there as well. And thanks for listening, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.